It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Let it rain!
That Jamal Murray shot looked good last night. And I thought he was going to make that. That little step backer. Boy, that was a good look. Huh?
A little short.
Just a little in and out. Highly entertaining. And yeah, we worried about the ratings. The ratings have been through the roof.
Yeah.
Great.
I enjoyed the fourth quarter. I watched the fourth quarter.
Yeah. One game.
The Heat moved the ball around. Yeah, they move the ball around.
This is where I'm going to agree with Chris. Like, there's one coach that's actually, like, a good coach in the league. It's that guy. That dude's unbelievable.
There's more, but yes, he's a great coach.
He gets the most out of that team.
They still don't have Tyler Herro.
He might be back on Wednesday.
But now the question is,
he played 2-on-2.
Do you even play him?
Yes, of course you do.
Well, think about...
You just... Duncan's out.
But he's playing well, though. He just had a good game.
Well, he played well. He just played well.
So you messed that up?
Tyler Hero's better than him, don't you think?
Yes, but I don't
know. That guy hit a big three, though, didn't he?
I don't know if you start him.
Duncan, whatever his name is.
He did.
Yeah. It's a tough
one. Oh, he's got to play.
He's going to play, but I don't know if you...
What's his name? Who's the guy that hit all the threes last night?
Gabe Vincent? Or...
No, Struss.
Oh, Max
he's
Struss.
Okay. He was terrible in game one, so he's playing time's out. Give me Tyler Hero.
You don't think that'll mess up the chemistry?
You know who my son's favorite player in the NBA is? You're going to laugh.
Jimmy Butler?
Adebayo.
Oh.
He's a great player?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
But it's random. Like, why him?
Yeah.
You can name another guy.
What does he say?
I think it's the name.
Oh, okay.
Bam.
Yeah. It's Bam, and I think he likes the name Bam. And okay.
Works out.
Should I be proud of my kid or a little worried about, you know, his development? When he said at the end of the third quarter, "Hey, Dad, get a live bet down on the Heat."
Yeah, that's a proud father moment is what that is.
And so I was like, okay, he knows more about the NBA than I do. And so I got the Heat and 6.5 going into the final quarter for $10. Yeah. Oh, I owe you $10 too, by the way. But I forgot my wallet at my daughter's house last night, so I'll bring it tomorrow.
Yeah. You can always roll it over to something else.
No.
Why not?
I'm tired of paying you. Yeah. You know what, though? I scored in golf. I had $4 on Hovland at 22-1.
Good for you.
88.
Victor.
And then going into the last round of the LPGA tournament, I took Rose Zhang. Yeah. Plus 150.
Who just 2 weeks ago won the NCAA women's title and then 2 weeks later wins on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
20 years old.
Pretty good play. And speaking of Victor Hovland, he wins the Memorial yesterday and then is off this morning. And it was in Ohio. There's a sectional qualifier for the U.S. Open. And he's out there caddying for his buddy, his college buddy.
36 holes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Victor Hovland, he's a pretty good player. His birdie putt there on 17, 30 feet out, beating Denny McCarthy, who, heartbreak for McCarthy, still looking for his first PGA Tour win and does not get it. Hey, other headlines brought to you by VenueKings.com. We got game two of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight between the Knights and the Panthers right here on 93.3 KJR FM. Thanks to an alert listener on our text line, on the Tell 'Em More Do text line when it's game time.
It's totally time.
Who has said, "Hey, I think Paul Goldschmidt has a no trade clause." And as I'm reading this story, it does say in this story, which is, I think, out of St. Louis, that when he did sign, that he does indeed have a no trade clause in his contract. Do you think he would waive his no trade clause to come to a park in which people just think it's a terrible park to hit in? How did he do this year? Do you remember when they played here? Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, they were here, weren't they?
Let's see. Win. Yeah, I mean, I guess he could. He could waive it, but I don't know. It has such a bad reputation. Let's see. In game one, he was 0-for-4 in a 5-2 Mariners win. Let's see. In game number two, come on, I want him to have a big day. He was 0-for-4 Okay. That was a Mariners win. Game three in which the Cardinals won 7-3. Come on, Paul Goldschmidt, big game. He had a hit, scored two runs. There you go, Paul. Remember the good times.
Well, he's an option. Yeah. I think he would waive his no trade clause, wouldn't he? Maybe. If they brought the fences in?
I don't think he would do it, no way. Because he's playing for a contract. So why would he waive his no trade clause to go to a park in which hitters don't like going to and then struggle and then his market value goes down? If you were his agent, would you advise him to waive the no trade clause to go to a park that is considered not a hitter friendly park? And I know what the Yankees did here. I know what other teams have done here, and we joke about the Marine Layer. I agree with you. I think it's made out to be a bigger deal than it really is here. But the perception is that it's not a hitter-friendly park, that it's bad to play here as an offensive player, which is, at least that's the narrative.
You're right. I mean, but the metrics are at such a point now, aren't they? They're so advanced that can't you, like, factor that in if you're another team and you're analyzing, you know, what so-and-so did at T-Mobile? I would think so. I saw somebody on Twitter talking about moving the fences in. They've already done that once.
Move them all 200 feet? Little League?
Wouldn't it be more entertaining?
I think it'd be hell of entertaining. The fence, how about they should pick one game out of every homestand where they bring it into Little League size, 200 feet, and you're like, bam, just ball after ball is flying out of the ballpark. Scores of 42-40.
Well, could you do something like have a happy medium where you've already brought it. I can't remember how much they brought it in before.
You want it permanently or just for like one idea of one game? Like we have a retractable roof,
permanently,
right?
Then you would attract more hitters here.
Why can't we have a retractable fence? Comes in. Move the fences in.
Yeah, if your starting pitcher's ERA is under 3, then you move them in? And then if it's over 5, you move them back. Yeah, retractable fence.
Retractable fence is going to be the new thing. You know, when Manfred comes here in July for the press conference, Jason Puckett, KJR. Rob, there's been a lot of talk about retractable roofs, especially, you know, you have a new organization, the A's, going to Las Vegas, and no doubt we'll have a roof. Have you, talking about pace of play and increased scoring, ever thought about retractable fences? Thank you. I'll take your comments.
Please, come on, you can do that.
How much would you give me if I went to the press conference and asked him about
And
I'll dress up. Like, look like a real, like, serious, like, news reporter with the little news, the notebook out. Commissioner Manfred, Jason Puckett, get your thought about retractable fence where you can move it in and out depending on the starting pitcher. You think that'd be a good idea for baseball?
I don't think it's that bad of an idea. I think it'd be entertaining for the fan, wouldn't it?
No, but
it'd be like, you know, you get the roof report, you know, hey, tonight the roof is open or it's closed or whatever, and then you'd have the retractable fence report.
Yeah, the retractable fence. You know, Shannon comes on the pregame with a retractable fence update brought to you by.
Yeah.
Whoever they advertise.
Tonight the right field foul pole will be at 268 feet. So... Colton Wong's going, okay, I'm going to come out of it now.
Marco's on the mound tonight, so we put the retractable fence back to 498 feet.
I don't know why I find that so amusing, but, I mean, what the hell at this point?
But I want
to kind of like what the hell.
But I want to go to the press conference, and I want to sit, like, right between, like, Rosenthal and, like, all these, you know, hard-hitting Verducci.
See.
And then ask the question.
But you can't do that, though.
Why?
Would you do that? Could you bring yourself to do that?
Of course I could.
Okay. Well, then do it. Like, he's going to be here. There will be a press conference.
Mr. Manfred.
And, you know, the All-Star game.
And I'm going to do it right after, like, a goofy question. Serious question, Mr. Manfred. Retractable fences. It's been an idea that's been floated around the Independent League, which is a lie. Thoughts? He may not know. No, not the Independent League. The West Coast League. Do we have the West Coast League here? There's been an idea on the Wood College... league here in the state of Washington, moving the fences in, you know, retractable fences. Would you and consider that idea Major League Baseball?
Yeah. Well, okay, you're trying to figure out how to get better hitters here and they don't want to come here.
Retractable fence.
If you could find a happy medium where it wouldn't detract too much from what the pitchers like about this ballpark, yeah, I'd be. And they've already done it once, so let's bring it in a little more.
Can they close the fence and then just close, like, out in, like, left field? center field? Can they put like a, you know, a wall out there, maybe the wind or something? Like, and then from home plate, there's a something that blows it out only when we hit.
Or how about not bringing the fences in, but you could just build them up and then not sell as many seats in right field and left field. Have like a makeshift green monster of your
own.
How
about a retractable fence that doesn't come in, but goes up when the other team hits, but then when we hit, it goes like all the way down to the ground. And you have like a situation like Aaron, did you see the highlight Aaron Judge running through the bullpen fence?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a catch.
Yeah, but then we lower it so down like when he's running back that he would trip over and fall out and could injure himself.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You do that.
No, yeah.
But how about no fences at all? So it'd be like Little League.
Yeah, just get
them running around. Get the ball in!
What are you supposed to do at this point? At least make it more entertaining. More entertaining.
Laughter is the key. Paul Goldschmidt, I know, Chuck floated that idea, and he may waive it. But, no trade clause. I would think that he would not waive it. Or I would think that any hitter that would be available would not waive it, especially if they are entering the last year. Well, let's see. He's 2024. 25, he's a free agent, but what's 24? That must be an option. I don't know. I just don't think anybody would do it here come here.
Well, it's bad enough because the Mariners don't want to spend money, and then you have to overpay to get these guys to come here. So it's just a double-edged sword that, I'm not sure. We've talked about it. There's just not any true solution other than what you talked about with, you know, the players that you have just performing better than they have to this point. And we all know that. And hopefully, though, that there'll be some tweaks that they can make. And they got to be more than tweaks, honestly, because this lineup just is it's awful.
Hey, Ken, the big suggestion on the Tell 'Em We're Due text line is, can you write another article that they're over? That seemed to kind of spurn them last year.
Yeah.
At 29 and 39 when you wrote that they're done, fire everyone.
As if some story I write in the News Tribune or Kitsap Sun is what's going to like actually cause something to happen.
Did it work last year?
It seemed to. Yeah, it made me look really stupid. But
well, but you don't care about that.
Like, how can you? Yeah, at this point, no.
Should we do it as a, how about just as a show? Should we determine at some point the season's over?
Yeah, we're pretty close right now, aren't we?
And then we'll be like the jinx.
They're 29 and 30. It's not like it's terrible.
Are you saying it's early? But it's early, but
it could get worse, Puck.
That's right.
And it did this weekend.
Oh, that stank.
I was out pressure washing yesterday, and Mikey comes out, Dad, you hear the Mariners score? And I'm like, let's see, Rangers 3-2? He goes, no, 7-0. He goes, they're just banging it all over the place. Yeah.
They're on offense, man. They are brutally good.
Yeah, my kids are down on the Mariners.
And are
usually,
they really?
Usually they're up on them. I mean, Owen can't be loving this at all. I mean, he's got to be bummed out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only thing that gets him through it is that Robbie Ray's not pitching anymore.
Not a Robbie Ray fan.
He's not been a Robbie Ray fan for a long time.
Oh, ever since the Alvarez home run?
Just does not like him. They have a lot of games left, but there's just not, it doesn't appear to be anything on the horizon nothing to really grab onto this year that you can say to yourself that, oh, it's going to get better. Because they really have...
Wouldn't you have said that last year when they were 29 and 39, though?
Yeah, I did. We probably did.
Yeah. But for this team to win 14 in a row?
But it's forget about 14 in a row, which is not going to happen again. It's that now the entire American League is better. Last year, the Rangers weren't good. The Orioles weren't good. I mean, there's these and other you're teams not playing, are way better than you.
And you're not playing the A's 19 times this year. You're playing them 13 times.
Yeah, that's the single biggest, you know, number that has come out of this weekend. It's just when you look at what their record, I mean, there's a couple things, but when you look at their record, they're against teams over 500. I mean, they are 10 games under 500. And, you know, and then on the flip side, they're 7-0 against Oakland. Well, I mean, just imagine not playing Oakland.
Yeah, and what, 3-0 against the Rockies?
Yeah,
3-0 against the Rockies. Throw those 10 games out.
And now they just got pummeled in this series, but now that their run differential is only three, I mean, they're plus three. I mean, that you start looking at teams that are around that mark. I mean, it does indicate what type of team you are, because you don't win easy games, and that's just a stat and a metric that tells you that you are just better than the average teams, because you can win 8-3 games or 9-3 games and what have you. Now, it's not to the extreme of like Tampa Bay's at plus 122, but I mean, even the Twins are two games over 500, but they're plus 45 in that mark. So it's,
yeah, last year winning all those one run games, it, you know, led us to believe that they were a little better than what they actually were. And then this year it's kind of come down on that.
It's like the Brewers. Like, I think that it's for the Brewers, I think it's fool's gold where they're at right now. They lead the NL Central. They're five games over 500. They're minus 19 a run difference. Like, they're winning close.
That's like the Mariners 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Exactly right. And then on the flip side, the Pirates are plus 10, but they are just, what, a half game back of them. Pirates was a team I was hoping would crumble and fall apart, that maybe then they would think about Reynolds, but they just ended up, you know, signing him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be an option.
I don't know if you knew this, but the Mariners in 9-run games now are 0-1, and in 10-run games they're 0-1.
Okay, so how
they
about need that to, stat?
They need to improve that.
Maybe we hope, pray that the Padres fall apart.
Yeah.
And then they have to make a decision what they want to do. They have so many high-priced guys on there. Maybe they should start selling. Maybe they start selling.
Well, they're an example of a team that anybody's like, oh, you know, you get the free agents, you get the high-priced guys. Well, what are they doing in San Diego? And what are they, 24 and 29? Or, I mean, they're five games under. They lost 7-1 to the Cubs yesterday. And you look at their, I mean, Tatis had a couple of home runs, I think, in one game over the weekend. He's at 263. So, okay. And I think he was out because of the suspension. Machado, 222. Soto, 253. Soto, everybody wanted Soto here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But and you still want Soto here.
But there's, I don't know, is there a right or wrong way to build a franchise?
I think it should be a combination of everything, shouldn't it? I mean, it just seems like, you know, this trade to develop all this thing. I mean, it's working with the pitchers, but I mean, you got to do something to supplement what you have while you're building your team, and free agency seems to, and then, you know, there's these free agent shortstops. I mean, some of them aren't doing that well, and, you know, others are, and you can second guess, third guess, all of it.
But the cautionary tale would be, because you see people they did it last year and they're doing it again this year. Well, who did you want? Look at these guys. Trey Turner, he's been terrible. Well, it's the same. That's the same group of people that told you that Corey Seager was terrible last year. It was the same group that told you Marcus Semien was terrible last year. Why would you have gone out and give those guys money? I don't know.
Over time, it's probably going to work out.
Maybe for really good players, it takes them a little bit to get going, who are in their prime. And both those guys were in their prime. Trey Turner is going to be just fine. Just fine. It's just new settings, new environment. It hasn't got it going yet. But Trey Turner is not going to fall apart. He's an MVP candidate. And he was the best player on Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. All right? He didn't forget how to play baseball. The Correa thing might be a little bit different, because I just think that's probably injuries. Xander Bogart's been fine. Dansby Swanson's been fine. So,
yeah, and when you think about one of those two guys, and with JP moving to second, now you're really talking. You got something going there. I mean, JP's been good this year.
But I don't think there's one true way to build an organization, whether it's the combination of all of it. I mean, because there are extremes, and you're seeing it now. You brought up the Padres are an extreme. Okay, they've gone out there and they've made big trades. I mean, that was a trade, by the way. Not they went and paid Soto, but they swung for the fences on a big trade and they got him. You know, a lot of their damage, actually, when you think about it, has been trades.
Aren't you more hopeful, though, if you're a San Diego fan than you are a Mariner fan right now?
Well, of course, but those are superstars with superstar pedigree.
Yeah.
Superstars. And in fact, it's like when they look at their record right now and go over 500, five games under 500, that's still such an uber talented roster that you would think that they will get it turned around and will be just fine. Certainly have more of a track record of being able to do it than the Mariners will do it. But, you know, the Mets are an example. What did they go do? They spent. And now if you look at the New York Mets right now, they're 500. They didn't. I don't think a Met fan thought they'd be 500 this year. I think they just got swept by the Blue Jays.
Well, the owner certainly didn't.
And then Tampa Bay would be a team that doesn't spend. Develops. But does Tampa Bay give you a great regular season team, but then when they get in the postseason, do they miss not having, you know, these high-priced, you know, bona fide superstars? Now, they've reached the World Series, so it's not like that can't happen. And then for Texas, I mean, they've developed, but they have hit. The credit to the Rangers is they have just hit on every one of these free agents. Been a home run.
And they're doing it without, what, DeGrom, has he pitched? He's pitched a couple times, hasn't he?
A couple times this year, and he'll be back. Yeah, their best pitcher's not even there yet.
Yeah.
And they did this, the whole thing is they did this at the beginning of the season without Corey Seager. And now that Seager's back and looks like he's picked up right where he's left off when he was with the Dodgers. So.
Well, I mean, and they can win in a variety of ways now. And when they're down 5-0, you don't give up hope when you're a Rangers fan because that team can come back from that.
And they've got one hole that they will no doubt address. And there will be, you know, it always feels like you can find relievers and guys in the bullpen and they'll add guys and they're going to probably add a couple of them. And if they can right their bullpen just a little bit, I mean, they'll be unstoppable.
Well, the turnaround they've made this year, I mean, to be the Mariners 9.5 behind that team, yeah, it was impressive over the weekend.
All right, we do voicemails every day at 11:30. It's the iHeartRadio app. You download it, and then we do voicemails, and it can be anything that you want. It could be making fun of us, making fun of others, your hot sports take, all right? We do them every single day.
We will have voicemails. We have 3 voicemails for you today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
3 voicemails.
Now back to the Buck and Jim Show on Sports Radio 93.3. KJRFM, proudly presented by the Tulalip Resort Casino Sportsbook. Let the betting begin. When all you want is everything. They're excited that their DraftKings Sportsbook operations are now open at both Tulalip Resort Casino and Quill City Creek Casino.
Hi, voicemails every day at this time at 11:30. We play voicemails. You go to the iHeartRadio app. There's a mic icon there. You hit that. You record a 30-second message. And away you go. And it can be about anything that you want. Doesn't matter. Just got to download the iHeartRadio app. The only place to record it is on the app. Download it to your smartphone today. Hey, I think at the end of the show, we're going to give you a chance to win 2 tickets to go see Joe McHale at the Tulalip Resort Casino, June 16th at 8 o'clock. He's known for hosting The Soup, aired weekly on E! From July 1st, 2004 until 2015. Also, you might have seen him on The Masked Singer, The Great Outdoors, just to name a few. Winners' names will be at the will call, Tulalip Resort Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So, end of the show, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Joel McHale at the Tulalip Resort Casino. Okay. How many we got today, Chris?
6.
Ooh, 6.
6.
Well, let's get out of the way for our voicemailers. Reminder, any complaints about voicemails or anything else in your life, personal, professional, what have you, DickFain@iHeartMedia.com.
Well, Puck, go to. Wish I had longer than 30 seconds to talk about that dumpster fire over weekend. Jeez, still can't hit the damn ball. I don't know where Texas came from, but they boat raced us. And we're not going to face teams like Oakland in the playoffs. Hell, if we even make it there. Jerry, go into politics, because all you've done is given Mariner fans just a bunch of BS. Go Cougs.
Oh, hey, he didn't get the last part. He does his go Cougs and suck at mutts.
Oh, yeah. Well, he, He probably had the timer going.
I know.
He got the Go Cougs in, though. That was.
But I do appreciate the sucking mutts. That's a.
Yeah, that's his. Yeah.
It's a nice way to end there. It's a nice way to end it. Okay, there we go.
Hey guys, just want to say thanks for calling the Mariners out and holding them accountable. Unlike Jim's former boss across the street, who's Jerry and John's little puppet and can't say anything, where the Mariners control the narrative with all their media partners. The Mariners belong to the fans. They're not called the John Stanton Mariners. Ownership owes it to us to win now and line their pockets later.
Okay. Direct. Line the old pockets. Fair or unfair, would you, you've been here long enough. They have been, that's the narrative about this organization, is it not? And that's,
I was trying not to believe it.
But I did say it's fair or unfair. But that's the narrative, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair. I was trying not to believe it, but kind of come over to your way of thinking there. They just haven't done enough in the offseason. They just haven't spent.
Yeah, but the hatback grill's nice.
It is.
Let me ask Mariner fans when you go to the game, even you 20-somethings, that's all that place is anyways. Let me ask you something about that hatback. You've been over there. You know the beer garden they have?
Right. Yeah.
Can kids go in there or not?
I don't know. I don't think so. They can't.
So why? Why can't kids go in there?
I don't know. Well, Jason, kids can't go in there because
do you think
it's kind of, I don't even know what that area is. It's just kind of a big spread out.
It's nice.
Not a whole lot in there area.
I like it. Let me ask you, would you rather have the hatback grill or a DH?
A DH.
I'm just curious.
Good morning, Puck. Good morning, Jim. No voices today. It's just me. Disgusted with where my Mariners are.
Who is this normal?
Just sliding on down to fourth.
I think I know who it is.
In this division. It is because of platoon after platoon after platoon. And guess what happens when half of that platoon at second or right or whatever gets hurt? Then you're just SOL for anything else.
Okay, I think I know who that is. Chris, do you know, because you see the numbers? So do you know who that guy is?
I do not, now that I think about
okay,
it.
Okay, do you?
I think it's Pete Carroll?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, play it again. I think it's Pete Carroll, especially in the beginning.
You might be right.
Yeah, I think it's Pete. Can you play him again?
Yeah.
Just maybe the intro.
Good morning, Puck. Good morning, Jim. No voices today. It's just me.
Don't you think that sounds like
hey, guys, good morning, Puck. Good morning, Jim. Hey, no voices today.
Hey,
it's just me.
There you go. Maybe Gino could be locked. No Kaepernick's our new guy. Jula!
I want to know what these people look like, don't you? The Pete Carroll guy?
Not really.
Hey, Mariners ownership. This weekend should show that if you spend your money wisely on the right players, you're going to get good results. If you guys don't win the division, you should all be fired. Can the Kraken ownership please buy you?
Well, we can try. Sam Holloway and the group wants to get together. And then maybe we'll finally get down to where the hell is Davy Jones? I know where Tucker is. He's out there chasing water.
Front and center.
Davy Jones.
And Rye, we know where Rye is out there at the VMAC.
Somebody said in the text line, Topa for Heim. Who says no?
Hey, you! Bucky Jimbo, Black Community. Wanted to speak real quick on the Denver Nuggies since it's baseball season and y'all won't speak on them. Mike Malone was right. Game one, game two, lack of effort. Game three on Wednesday against the Heat, spread -3 for the Nuggies, still to win it. Hammer them, boys. They will take it with a gentleman's sweep. That boy Jokic, he's a bad mamma jam.
A gentleman's sweep. Is that what you call a five gamer?
Yes, yeah. I didn't know that.
I like that.
I have not I've not heard that before.
Like you let the other team have one.
Sure, a gentleman sweep. Huh. You learn something new every day. I enjoy the new character. He's changed it. It was Black Caucus, now it's Black Community, but I'm in for all.
Same thing.
That's great.
You like his pick? Nuggets given three? Next game? On the road?
That's fair.
You seen the stat on the Nuggets last night?
Are we going 3-4-5 at Miami?
No,
no,
two
no.
games apiece.
They went back. different schedule now. Denver was up by 15 last night in the game. They were, when they had a double-digit lead in the playoffs, they were 11-0. And when they had a double-digit lead at any time in the regular season, they were 37-1. And when leading by 8 going into the fourth quarter, which they were last night, did I screw that up? Man, they were really good when leading by 8. I can't remember what I wrote down.
Most teams are.
Yeah, there you go. Boo! That was, you know what, that warranted this. That whole last 5 seconds. I'll play myself off. Long way to say that they're usually good going in the fourth quarter. Okay.
Dear Dick Fane at iHeartMedia.com. Hey, what's up, baby? It's Jamal Adams.
Hey!
I would like to file a formal complaint against the 10-1 show for not playing my voicemail on Thursday due to it being sexually suggestive. Even though they tell Jim Moore to be a spokesperson for ED medicine, which suggests, well, you know. I could have chosen my words more carefully by saying I hang 2 inches off the plate, yet I still shove it middle. Thank you.
What? You thought that one was okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're like, maybe, yeah.
I think now, now we could probably play the other ones. Like
yeah. Still get it middle.
Oh, middle. There was a lot of Brian Wu middle. And Bryce Miller. Jamal Adams. God, I can't wait to see Jamal bounce around the practice field tomorrow. God, Prez is back.
He's not going to be bouncing around.
You don't
on
know.
On the sideline.
Maybe he's recovered, all ready to go. Was that the last one? Oh, it was? Or we have one more?
No, I'm saying thumbs up. Okay. Yeah, my bad. Right. Last one. Yeah, you're good.
All right, Jamal.
That was a good batch today.
I got to love it. A lot more anger. I think the pulse of the Mariners team is very angry right now.
But haven't we learned last year they were angry? What happened? They got hot.
That's very true.
I'm not saying it's early, but I'm saying they're still optimistic.
Yeah, you are. You just said it.
Okay, let me stop.
It's early, but
it could get worse.
I like that, Jim.
Nah, they're done, aren't they? They're not going to make it.
When are you
going to
write your column? The season is over.
I'm telling you, write it.
They're done. It's fun living life as, you know, glass half empty. It's just...
I agree.
I mean, do you think they're going to come back? I mean, seriously?
Were there only 4 games under 500, is it?
Just a game.
One.
Not even that bad, but okay.
Oh, look, you're trying to be positive.
No, I'm really...
You can't bring yourself to say
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I hope I'm wrong. I think it's more about the teams that are now in front of them. They're playing better. I mean, this Rangers team is a different beast now, which they didn't have to contend with last year, and this Orioles team is good too, and which they didn't have to factor in. And I do believe, even though that they have a scuffle, they just, I think, got off a sweep, and I'm just still a big fan, and I think Alek Manoah will figure it out eventually for Toronto, and I think they'll be fine. But, I mean, they're 6 games over 500. I just still a big believer in the Blue Jays. And once the Yankees get all their guys back healthy and ready to go, I mean, look at that East. They all are over 500, every one of them.
Well, what, there's 6 or 7 teams that you just look at and you go, well, there's no way the Mariners can be as good as those teams?
Well, the wild card standings right now are this: Baltimore, Houston, New York. Okay. Then it's Toronto. Then it's the Red Sox. Then the Angels are up on you. And then it's you.
Well, the Angels, are they one game up?
31-30, yeah. So you got to leapfrog all that.
Yeah. Well, they did it last year.
There you go.
Same old.
There's the attitude. Yeah. That's what we like to hear. All right, tweet of the day coming up next. Oh, Niner Nate's all upset right now.
Why?
Because ESPN has said that somebody from ESPN said he thinks the Seahawks have a better roster than the 49ers. Now Niner Nate's on the attack. Kind of idiot thinks that. He knows the truth, though. It'll be painfully clear.
A lot of people think it's going to be a neck and neck race this year.
I don't think. Do you think Seattle's that far behind them? I don't know.
I don't either.
But they're. I would still probably take the 49ers like most people, but I just want to see year two of old Purdy. You made the point, hey, we thought that he'd be rattled here, thought he'd be rattled in the other games, but I don't know. We'll see. I just want to see how he reacts when he is like the guy. Like, and he's clearly like the guy coming into this season. I think Shanahan just said it, that he will be the starting quarterback, and I don't know what that means for... I'd assume that means that they swung and missed on Trey Lance, and they really screwed themselves over by moving up and trading so much draft capital to go out and get that guy.
So who do you feel more confident about, Purdy in San Francisco or Smith here in Seattle?
I'm going to say Geno.
Are you?
I am. Am I being a homer? Probably.
No, I think that's fair.
Although I love Brock Purdy. I loved him. We loved him in college because we saw him firsthand in the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, we beat him when he was a freshman.
But he was damn good. He was damn good, though. And was he was great in college. And so
it's a great story down there. I mean, the last pick in the draft.
Come okay, on. Right. All right, your tweet of the day. We scour Twitter for just positive news.
Did you find any?
That's usually what it comes to on that platform. Nothing but positive news. I do love, though, the people... Time out here real quick. Who loathe Twitter. And, like, it's usually in the media, like radio or TV or any... I just wish this platform would go away. Yet they're on it all the time. And so what I don't understand about why you hate the platform so much... No one's requiring you to be on it. Our station or our... They don't say you have to be on it. It's probably encouraged to promote the show, but you don't... You could have it and just promote the show and then turn away all the other times and not be on it. But if you...
So are you talking about Ian or who are you talking about?
I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just talking about in general.
All right.
People hate... Well, he's not on Twitter because he get hacked. I'm just saying that there... Don't you hear a lot of people complain about... Especially in our industry about Twitter, just a cesspool. It's just awful. And I'm like, well, then get off of it.
I go to it every day for show prep because you follow different people that are covering the Seahawks and the Mariners, and you get stories and links, and it helps with the job.
I enjoy my Twitter experience. And I'm not going to lie.
And I like looking at all the comments.
So that's
the comments are
that's my
the best part.
It's like when I just read you the comments about the poll question by Como News.
Yeah, it's complete.
What's the one activity that women pick up after the age of 40? Just go read the comments on it, especially the last one. That makes me laugh. I don't. Chris, what about you? Well, you have a positive
you're
experience.
You're sick if you're laughing on that one.
That's funny. What that person said is funny.
No, I thought so too.
That's not sick.
Well,
what Twitter is for me is laughs and it's entertainment for me.
Right, but these people that get on there, you'd be so great if it just goes away. Well, then just cancel it. Don't go on there.
Although Elon has done a great job at ruining it, but I still...
Well, sure.
Now the people I follow
like, I don't need the thing for you or your suggested thing. I don't need that. We can get rid of that. All right, long-winded point. I'm stalling on this one. I don't know why. If you're watching the NBA yesterday, I think this was pregame, I believe. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA on NBA TV with Shaq O'Neal. Also, Grant Hill and Charles Barkley.
Adam, last question. They want us to go, but I need to, this question answered. With everything going so well, do you see in the near future more expansion teams? Like you hear Seattle, you hear Las Vegas. Is that a possibility?
It is a possibility, and I think what we've said in the last few years, number one, we wanted to get our collective bargaining agreement done, so we've done that now. And the other thing, we wanted to understand what our new media rights packages are. And, you know, as Matt said, those negotiations will begin, you know, in earnest probably in this next spring. Once that's done, we'll turn to expansion. We don't have anything specific in mind right now, but I think it makes sense over time. You know, if you're a successful organization to continue to grow, there's no doubt there's a lot of great cities who are interested in having the NBA.
So just a few things on your...
So there you go. I mean, Adam Silver painting, I think, because I remember in the past, but maybe it was the All-Star game, where he kind of really tempered it. Hey, really? Let's really kind of tempered it. And this one, he certainly didn't temper it at all. And I think the writing's always been on the wall with this, and they wanted to get through the CBA. Now they get through the media rights deal. And so what do you say, spring? I know there's always been a lot of people that have targeted 2025. So we go through another season, and then maybe it's 25 is the year. Now, I don't know what it means for Vegas, because then I know Ian has said, well, they got to wait for Vegas to come in. I don't know why Seattle couldn't start before Vegas. This league has gone unbalanced before. It's not like it's never been an unbalanced season. But I hear these comments, and everyone gets fired up, and I see it all over Twitter, and I'm anxious for it, and then I'm over the story. Like, just give them the damn team. Please, just give it to us now.
Yeah, he was at least addressing it, and it sounded positive, and it sounds like maybe next summer we'll get word of 25-26 season.
I would say if he starts talking about it in the spring and they wrap it up by the summer, maybe that probably
pushes it back to 26-27.
Yeah, I was just going to think, so maybe it's not 25.
But they could bring in Vegas before the 18th arena is built down there. I mean, there's a bunch of temporary sites they could play at.
They certainly could do that if whoever owns that team is willing to do it. Or they could start without. They could start without them. I mean, listen, the NHL didn't want to. Do you think the NHL wanted to go with 29 teams? They would have liked Seattle to start off right away, but they did that.
Yeah.
And the NBA has done it as well. They did it back with the Hornets and stuff. So I think it will happen.
That was encouraging hearing that from Adam Silver.
I just want it before my kids, especially my daughter's out of high school. That's what I would prefer, which I think will happen.
So based on what Silver said, though, you think 26, 27?
Well, I mean, first season? Crossing my fingers for 25, but now it kind of feels like 26 is probably, it would be more realistic, and maybe that lines up with Vegas. Maybe they want them to both come in together. So Vegas, which I don't think is broken ground on that arena. By the way.
Yeah, 26, 27. But boy, God, that means what? 18 years without a team?
And we're going to just see the landscape of, I mean, the media rights are going to change, and the way that we devour media is going to change. And they're probably waiting to see. I mean, the biggest domino is going to be ESPN. Because ESPN, in about 2 years, they think, well, about a year or 2 years, is going to go to an all streaming platform. So everything will be streaming. And that's how you're going to have to watch ESPN.
I think we'll get it all figured out. I mean, even people like me will have it figured out.
And then I think the local stream here, whether it's through an ESPN platform or through an Apple platform, if Apple wants to get into it, I think would probably be Prime. Prime, do they throw their hat in the ring about getting involved in it and offering it via that way? But yeah, certainly good news. But, you know, like me and wearing a Sonic shirt today, I just get very impatient. Would like it to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous in the first place, and it's going to get done. But I think 26-27, you're right about that. 25-26, though, hopefully.
Hey, Bill Kruger is going to join us coming up next segment. And we're going to ask about the struggles of the starting pitchers, especially the young guys, what he saw from Brian Wu on Saturday, what he's seen out of Bryce Miller the last couple starts. Are they just bumps in the road, or are there maybe some concerns maybe going out there with Bryce Miller? We'll get the very latest with the crafty lefty, Bill Kruger, from Root Sports next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.